Now let us talk about the perfected highest being bodies or souls who came to this holy planet purgatory to which all my explanations have referred. Well, at the beginning, when all the higher being parts arose and were perfected in beings up to the required sacred gradation of objective reason, that is to say, when in accordance with the lower Mednell in of the sacred Heptapara Parshanah, thanks to the second being food, the Kestron body was formed in beings, and in accordance with the higher Mednell in of the same sacred law, thanks to the third being food, the third and highest being body was coated and perfected. Then these completely perfected highest being parts, after their separation from the lower being parts, were deemed worthy to be immediately united with the most holy prime source, and began to fulfill the purpose divinely foreordained for them. And thus it continued right up to the time of that terrifying cosmic event, which, as I have already told you, is now called the Chut Boglitanical period. Before that common cosmic misfortune, all the highest being bodies that arose and were perfected in certain tetartocosmoses and in their first descendants were immediately united with the most holy protocosmos itself, because their common presences were still actualizing the results fully corresponding to it. Before this terrifying cosmic event, the sacred Theomert Malogos that issued from the most holy Son Absolute was still in a pure state, without any admixture of extraneously caused arisings having their own subjective properties. And when this sacred Theomert Malogos entered the spheres of those planets on which the sacred crystallizations arose, whose transformations through beings' apparatuses served for the coating and perfecting of higher being bodies, these latter acquired presences exactly corresponding to the required conditions of existence in the sphere of the most holy Son Absolute. But after that common cosmic misfortune, on account of which the sacred Theomert Malogos began to issue from the most holy Son Absolute with the admixture of subjective properties coming from extraneously caused arisings. From that time on, the sacred highest being bodies no longer had the possibility of corresponding to the required conditions of existence in the sphere of the most holy prime source. This admixture of extraneously caused risings took place in the sacred Theomert Malogos owing to the following, and I must add, unforeseen causes. When each perfected highest being body becomes an independent individual and acquires its own law of the sacred Triamasikamno, it begins to emanate similarly to the most holy Son Absolute, but in miniature. And when a great many of these perfected independent sacred individuals had been assembled on the most holy Son Absolute, then between the emanations of these sacred individuals and the atmosphere of the most holy Son Absolute, there was established what is called a genio-triamasikamnian contact, which brought on this terrible misfortune for the perfected highest being parts of which I have just told you. To be sure, the action of the results of this genio-triamasikamnian contact soon became harmonized with the already existing action of our most holy Son Absolute, and from then on, the emanations of the sacred Theomert Malogos had to be changed. And the first consequences of this disastrous contact brought about a change in the harmonious movement of many solar systems and produced a disharmony in the inner functioning of certain of their planets. It was just then that there broke away from the solar system Kaltumano, that famous planet with quite exceptional particularities, which exists alone in space. At the present time, this planet is called Remorse of Conscience. This genio-triamazicamnion contact consisted in this. In the atmosphere of the most holy sun absolute, unusual vibrations of diverse origin began, as I have already said, to emanate from these highest being bodies. And uniting with the emanations of the most holy sun absolute, penetrated with them everywhere in the megalocosmos, and reached certain planets on which highest being bodies were continuing to arise in beings. And these unusual vibrations began to be transformed and crystallized with the sacred Theomert Mologos, thus participating in the coating of the highest parts of these beings. And from that time on, these sacred arisings contained special properties in their presence, due to the fact that certain manifestations of the other parts of the being in whom these sacred arisings were being coated began to enter and be assimilated in the composition of these higher parts, producing very unusual results, which came to be called, and are called even now, sins of the body of the soul. It was just on account of those unusual results that these cosmic formations, even if perfected to the required gradation of objective reason, ceased to correspond in their common presence to the conditions of existence in the sphere of the most holy protocosmos, and from then on lost the possibility of being deemed worthy to unite themselves with it. Well then, as soon as the facts became known about the helpless position of these highest being bodies who had become independent cosmic sacred individuals, perfected in reason, but whose presence no longer corresponded to the most holy Sun Absolute, our all-loving Creator, in his infinite justice and mercy, at once took all the corresponding measures demanded by this unforeseen and sorrowful phenomenon. This grievous phenomenon indeed placed these sacred individuals in a desperate situation, because they had no possibility, on account of those sins in their presence, of uniting with the bosom of the prime source of the great whole. Yet at the same time, having attained that gradation of the sacred scale of reason, which subjects them to the second order cosmic law named Tetetsender, they had lost the possibility of free existence on the surface of ordinary planets. Among the various divine measures undertaken was the issuance of his decree to choose the very best planet in the whole of our great megalocosmos, to adapt its surface in a special manner, and to reserve it for the further free existence of these highest being bodies that were perfected in reason, so that they might have all the possibilities of purifying themselves from the undesirable elements in their presence. It was then that for the first time this holy planet received the name of Purgatory, and its chief organization and government were undertaken at his own wish by our all-quarters maintainer, the great arch-cherub Helgamatius. That same great Helgamatius, who, after the creation of the world, first merited the sacred anklad, that is, first attained that degree of reason which is the highest that can be attained by an independent individual, whatever his nature, and which is the third degree below the absolute reason of our endlessness. Although this holy planet is indeed the very best in every respect, as you have seen for yourself, and everything on its surface is of such a quality that it is always perceived, as I have already said, isco luni zernernly, in other words, blissfully delightfully, by each independent individual, Yet for these perfected highest being bodies who exist there, this is of no account, since they are always deeply absorbed in their intense work of purifying themselves from those undesirable elements which have entered into their presence for reasons totally foreign to their individuality. In the common presence of these unfortunate highest being bodies, perfected in reason to the highest limit attainable by ordinary higher cosmic individuals, there is one single datum which occasionally engenders in them the impulse of hope that they may at some time purify themselves and have the happiness of uniting with and becoming a particle of that greatness which our omnipotent, all-just, common Father Endlessness actualizes for the welfare and happiness of everything existing in our megalocosmos. Here it is interesting to note that almost all the three brain beings arising on the various planets of our megalocosmos either know of or instinctively sense the existence of the holy planet Purgatory. It is only the three brain beings of your planet who remain unaware of it, or at least the majority of those who arose shortly before the loss of the continent of Atlantis and since its disappearance. As soon as the three brain beings of our megalocosmos, irrespective of exterior coating, acquire any degree of self-awareness, they begin to dream consciously or instinctively of going to that holy planet, so that later they may have the happiness of becoming a particle of that greatness with which sooner or later every essence is destined to blend. And for the realization of these dreams of theirs, those three brain beings who have attained a greater self-awareness always eagerly and even joyfully accept those unpleasantnesses to their presence, coming from privations suffered by their planetary bodies during their ordinary being existence, because they well understand and instinctively feel that their lower being body is in their own sacred cosmic law of Triyamasikamno, the indispensable source of denying manifestations of all kinds, and as such must always manifest itself negatively toward their affirming part. In other words, the manifestations of this lower part of theirs must necessarily always be opposed to what is required by their highest being part. Thus, every wish of the planetary body is taken as undesirable for the highest divine part that has to be coated and perfected. And that is why all the three-centered beings of our great megalocosmos constantly carry on a relentless struggle against the desires of their planetary bodies, so that through this disputa kreaunian friction, as it is called, the sacred crystallizations should be formed in them for the arising and perfecting of this highest divine being part. In this constant struggle of theirs, the equilibrating, harmonizing principle is their second being body, which in their own individual law of Triyamasikamno represents the neutralizing source. And therefore, this second being part always remains indifferent to their mechanical manifestations. But during their active manifestations, it always tends, in accordance with the second order cosmic law of Urdek Plifata, to unite with those desires of which there are more, whether in one or the other of the two opposite being parts.